For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's a Tuesday on Grant and Danny. Nats O's from Nats Park. First of three tonight. James Wood bobbleheads. Nats setting the table, hopefully, for what could be a little D.C. winning streak. With the Capitals getting game one yesterday. They're back in action tomorrow night at home against Montreal. The Commanders trying to keep the good vibes going on Thursday. They have the 29th pick in the NFL draft. We're going to have all the coverage you need on all those big stories all week long on The Fan. Linnell, you and Toby, I know, are doing draft coverage here on The Fan and on 980. What is the schedule like for your draft coverage?
So we get started Thursday at 8 o'clock, right after Craig Hoffman. You'll get an extra hour of The Hoffman Show on 980. Then we'll go from 8 to 11, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, very cool. Danny and I are going to be out and about in Maryland. We're going to be at Tap Sports Bar over at MGM National Harbor for a little party. So we'll have you guys on, I'm sure, on the speakers, listening to your reaction, and then we'll have coverage all weekend long and everything going on with the Commanders. So we got you locked and loaded. The Beltway Blitz ready to go, though, so let's get it started on the ice. Mike Vogel covers the Caps, washcaps.com. Vogues, how about game one? Beautiful first 40, ugly final 15, and the good guys win in overtime. What'd you think?
I would even say beautiful first 50 or close to 50, because the first 10 minutes of the third period, they outshot them like 7-2 or so, and
right,
they were fine. It was, you know what, everything sort of fell apart with that penalty was just a little squirrely, I thought, the Dubois call at that point of the game, and there was a missed offside right before that had a face-off screw-up. Things just got a little discombobulated there for a couple of minutes. All of a sudden, you're killing a penalty. They get a good bounce, and bam, it's 2-1. Now you know momentum's right in the balance. It's swinging. Somebody's got to grab it, and it turned out to be the Habs. So, yeah, things fell apart pretty quick, but I feel like they learned they got away with learning a cheap lesson there. Montreal didn't even get to squeeze off a shot in overtime, but I think when it's all said and done, both teams are going to look back at that game and have a lot of things that they can look at and say, okay, we can build on this. This is something that we like. This is something that we can work with. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting going forward, you know, to see some of the adjustments that we'll start to see tomorrow night. It's always the way these best of sevens work.
Yeah, folks, that's what I was going to ask you about. If you're Montreal, you know, you're the heavy underdog here. That should probably give you some confidence. You know, you just took the one seed to overtime, and you had them on their heels there for however many minutes you want to give them credit for. What do you expect to see different from them in maybe game number two and then the rest of the series?
Well, I think you won't see is maybe the deer in the headlights that we saw from them in the first 40 or so. More like the first 20, really, Danny. I think – you know, they have a chunk of guys. I think there's six guys on that team that played for them when they got to the Cup Final in 2021 against Tampa, that weird season where they were in the Canadian division and wound up playing Tampa Bay for the Cup. But honestly, that top line of theirs was flying all night. That we knew that was going to be that the Caps were going to need to neutralize them, and they did for 40 plus minutes. But you know, they got one on the power play, and they get one late. So you know that's trouble. And Lane Hutson as well, he assists on both of those goals. And whenever he's out with those three guys, it's danger. They are dynamic. The four of those guys are of one mind when they're on the ice. And I thought Sam Montembeau played a really good game for a guy playing in his first – for a goaltender playing in his first Stanley Cup playoff game. I thought he was really sharp. And, you know, Spencer Carberry mentioned it after the game. Maybe the biggest failing for the Caps was in not finishing one of those chances earlier in the game. Because if it's 3-0 – it's a different story. Yeah. That 2-0 lead is the worst lead in hockey. 2-goal lead, whatever it is, 2-0, 4-2, especially at that stage. You look around the league, too. You know, there were other teams that let leads slip away in these first couple of days of the playoffs, too. So, you know, we kind of forget that. I mean, look at Los Angeles last night. They have 4-0 lead over Edmonton late in the second period. All of a sudden, it's 5-5 in that game. We forget the will that teams have at this time of year, where a 4-goal comeback in the regular season is maybe not going to be possible, but somehow it happens in April or in May. And I think it's more of a first round thing. You really don't see it, you know, in the conference final or in the Stanley Cup final, but the first round is usually pretty lit. And for me, so far, it's been exactly that. So, yeah, I look for the Caps to just do a little bit, try to get to a little more of their game. Do what they did in the first period of last night's game. Be physical, be in the offensive zone, create chances, but just do it for more of the 60 minutes, because we didn't see a lot of it really after the first 20. And honestly, they got to find a way to generate maybe more second opportunities, some ugly goals in front. The Beauvillier goal is a good example, too, where, you know, it starts off as a rush chance, and he makes a really good play behind the net to keep Hudson from getting that puck out. Strome makes a good read, gets the puck on the wall. Ovechkin throws it at the net, and it's just Beauvillier going to the net, being there, and some really great hand-eye coordination to flag that puck down and get it on net. And then when Montembeau makes the save to just bang the rebound back home, and he kind of swaps it out of midair, not unlike what Ovi did on the game winner, too. So
it's awesome.
Just some really skillful plays on both of those last two goals. But I thought they had other chances that were really excellent, too. And credit Montembeau for being there on those. But to me, the real thing that the Caps can exploit in this series is just the inexperience of the Montreal defense corps. They've got 1,000 games on those guys. The Caps defense, even without Fairbairn, they've got over 3,000 games of NHL experience to just over 2,000 for Montreal. And three of Montreal's six guys are south of 200. So I think they got to find a way to make those guys squirm a little bit when they're in their own end of the ice.
Vogues, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you, as always.
See you, brother.
To all of our Caps coverage on The Fan, presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation and Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV, specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry. They handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact acetrim.com today. That's Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. Let's keep the Blitz moving. Kevin Sheehan on the football operation. Kevin, pick 29. Everybody seems to think they're going to trade back. I certainly think they want to. Do you think they'll be able to?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what players are sitting there at the end of the first round that are attractive to teams at the early portion of the second round. And, You know, it's always about the fifth-year option, especially with quarterbacks. This isn't a great quarterback draft. You know, will somebody want to trade up into the latter portion of the draft to get a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe? Maybe. It would be a great opportunity, I think, though, for Washington to trade back if it exists, because this is one of those drafts where you get like a stretch of maybe 15 to 60 where a lot of the players are the same. So why not take more of the same rather than less of the same?
Kevin, what's the sneaky thing that you wouldn't put past them? In other words, years ago, I remember nobody thought it was coming, but then they drafted Josh Doctson. That's the example that I've used. But everybody's looking at defensive end, rightfully so. It's an issue. It's something that they need. But let's say seven or eight guys go in the first round before they even pick. If they're there at 29, what's the sneaky thing you might see them do?
Well, let me just tell you, I laughed because that night Doc and I were doing a draft show from somewhere. I don't even remember. And I kept screaming, draft Josh Doctson. Because my kid was at TCU, so I had watched every game. Ooh. And I was like, he's really good. Mm. Little did we know that he was homesick and didn't love football. But what's the sneaky thing? Would it be sneaky if they took like an offensive lineman or maybe even a guard, you know, at 29 overall, a guy like, you know, the kid from Alabama, Booker? Or if they took a Donovan Jackson, a tackle, and made him a right tackle? I don't know. I mean, like, quarterback, you know they're not going to take. And after, you know, drafting Laremy Tunsil, you would say, well, they're certainly not going to take a pure left tackle. But I think the trenches are the emphasis. You know, you saw that they wanted to get bigger and stronger defensively and offensively in the trenches to compete with Philadelphia, as an example. So that would maybe be a surprise that maybe shouldn't be. I don't think they'll take a running back at 29 after Gentry. I don't think running backs should go in the first round. And I guess I'd be surprised about a receiver, but more surprised about a running back.
To double-click on RB, though, just as a need, where do you rank it for them?
I rank it high. Like, I think, you know, they need to improve in the, you know, up front on both sides of the ball, especially stopping the run defensively and getting after the passer. But another playmaker in addition to Debo, I think there are backs in this draft that are better than the first down backs they have. Guys like Brian Robinson Jr. and even maybe a Chris Rodriguez, who I think a lot of us like, but for whatever reason, they don't love him as much. So I think they're going to take a running back. I just don't think it would be in the first round, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's on night two or day three. And a guy that they take, it wouldn't shock me if they penciled him in as a potential week one starter.
Kevin, where do you think, and this is going to be convoluted, so stay with me. Last year going into the season, I'm like, I can't believe they're rolling with this group. And I had a couple different spots. And to their credit, they've earned credibility here. It worked out great, thinking about the receiver room or, a tight end as it was, or, you know, whether it was linebacker, corner, et cetera. They overachieved. They went to the NFC title game. That's awesome. Again, this front office has earned a lot of credibility. But where do you think they're better than they are? You follow that? Like, in other words, do you think they're all set at cornerback? Do you think they think they're all set at, say, linebacker or running back, one of those spots where you're going, I would use a pick here, but I don't think they view it that way?
That's a really good question. God, it was like a segment I remember doing last summer, because Quinn had said something about, you know, we're better in spots where you don't realize we're better than you think, or we're good at. And I think he was talking about the offensive line. I think he felt that they weren't, you know, a terrible offensive line going into the season. It's a good question. I guess on some level, because they added a guy like Kinlaw and Wise and Goldman, do they think they're okay up front? Do they think with Luvu as a pass rusher and with Armstrong as a pass rusher? Like, it's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you, but part of me wonders if we don't get the edge guy that we want, we're okay. You know, year two of the system, people are going to be better. We've got a star in Luvu. We got a linebacker in Wagner that played at a high level. We can scheme up pass rush. We did it last year. I don't know. Maybe it's that area.
Kevin, excellent as always, buddy. Thank you. Enjoy the draft.
All right, boys. Enjoy it.
2 days away, Thursday, Friday, the NFL draft. We'll have all your coverage here on The Fan. Danny and I will be watching the first round with you at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. All right, let's keep the blitz moving. Nats are getting ready to take on the O's. One of my favorite series is of the year at Nationals Park. Baltimore in town. Dean Kramer on the hill tonight against Mitchell Parker, who's been outstanding in the early going this season through four starts. And Ryan Ripken joins us, who does sports media and all kinds of radio up in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, appreciate you having me. I'm good. I mentioned before, started my career in the minors with the Nats, so I got love for both these squads here, but I also love the fact that there's so much talent on the field with both the Nationals and the Orioles as we get ready for this Beltway series.
It's going to be fun. And what does this series mean? It's gone through so many different iterations. There was dislike, I think, at the ownership level. Then with the whole cable thing, which is above a lot of people's pay grades. You know, it's weird. Like, a next-door neighbor could be an Orioles fan. The guy across the street's a Nationals fan, et cetera. Right now, state of the union here, Ryan. What does this rivalry mean?
Well, it's just a fun little bragging rights right now, right? You know, the Nationals came in years later, and I know a lot of people that still live in D.C. are still Orioles fans. Yeah. Why? Just because that they were the team that had been there for decades. But I'll tell you what, when the Nats won it in 2019, you know, the Orioles are still waiting for that World Series title. It's been since 1983 that they've been to the World Series, let alone then to win it. So I think it's just a fun little right down the road. I think it gets blown out with the whole media stuff. I know the organization's had tension. I think that's going to change. But for the people that are close, it's fun to have a little bit more incentive with what's happening. But I think the bigger thing is that there's just superstar-like players on both teams. So you're hoping that we're going to see these guys on these rosters for quite some time in these matchups.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, you and I, about James Wood's exploits, Dylan Cruz coming on among some of the young ascending stars for Washington. Give us a little preview of the Birds. They have been a disappointment in the early going. They're 9-12. They're not getting a lot of starting pitching. Cedric Mullins is at the top of the lineup tonight playing center field. He's been outstanding. He's got six homers with an OPS over 1,000. But Gunnar Henderson was injured, slow to get going. He seems to be really rounding into form. I was at Camden this weekend. He was lacing the ball all over the place. What should we keep an eye on here in this series with the Orioles?
Yeah, you should talk about Cedric Mullins' contract year, and said he's one of my former teammates in pro ball, so I'm so happy for him, and he's dialed in. Now, as far as some of the other talent, you know, we can talk about the pitching concerns and that the starters haven't gone deep into games. Actually, to be specific, an Oriole pitcher has completed six innings of work, a starter, only five times so far in 21 games, and three of those are by Zach Eflin that's not even available. So pressure's on the bullpen, pressure's on this offense. And for the offense, your stars, Adley Rutschman was off to a slow start. Same with Jordan Westberg. And in that beatdown that the Reds gave the O's, the only silver lining was Adley and Jordan Westberg both had two hits that game. So you're going to need these young guys to kind of get going. You know, Gunnar Henderson had to have his spring training essentially during the regular season because he had his oblique that sidelined him for the majority of his time in Sarasota. So I think you're just going to need those guys to start picking it up here. I think you're going to. But if you're going to have the struggles that you have with the starting staff, then your bullpen has to be good, which it has. But then those offensive young stars are going to have to start putting together good at-bats here, especially facing Washington starting tonight.
Ryan, what have you made of James Wood in his young career so far?
Insane opposite field power that I still can't believe how much pop he has. I think he's going to be a top five, top 10 player in the next year or two. It's when you see guys, it's effortless. And Grant talked to you about this before. I've had two moments in my professional career where I've been around special players. I haven't had a chance to be around James Wood, but I want to explain this. Juan Soto, I played with in the minors. Gunnar Henderson, I spent spring trainings and watched him closely, and I both walked away of going, you're just different. It just sounds different. I have that feeling every time I watch James Wood, and I know he's going to figure things out and he's going to adapt, but the way he swings the bat, the way he plays the game, it's that same effortless, you're so talented and there's no ceiling for you. So I would not be surprised at all if we see James Wood an all-star here and for many years to come, and he becomes a face of not just the Nationals, but of all baseball.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time, man. Where can people find your work?
just check out at the Ryan Rifkin Show on social media platforms. And, yeah, reach out to me, X, Instagram. I always love talking ball. So I appreciate you guys.
You got Thanks, it. Ryan. Enjoy the series. O's, Nats getting started tonight over at Nationals Park. James Wood bobblehead days. 2 days of bobbleheads, 10,000 given out tonight and tomorrow. I think it's a smart idea to get more people in the ballpark.
All about it, right? That is a lot of fun. He said it was like a nice little rivalry. I think it's a little bit more than that, but I don't know where it is right now with you know, both these teams filled with young players that have yet to kind of make that ultimate leap into legit high-flying contender.
We doing it or we not doing it?
You want to do it when we come back?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let's do it when we come back.
Skits and bits?
Because I was trying to figure out, like, if you want to do it now, but now we're kind of late. Let's do it when we come back.
I think we have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about it, but we have to.
It's one of those you have to. It's spring cleaning. You got to do it.
Yeah. Grant and Danny. On the Fan.
He don't even know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're going to hear from Adam Peters on Grant and Danny today as he gets ready for the NFL draft. We'll have that for you in an hour at 5:30 when we get back into the Caps here and get a feel for how you guys came out of last night. Are you feeling better about the series? We'll get to that in just a few. But we do have some business to tend to based on our Beltway Blitz, Danny.
Should turn my mic on. This was just an interesting thing. I noticed it. Brought it to Grant's attention. He noticed it too. And we decided we probably have to have a quick conversation about it.
We have to address it.
Just a quick combo. That's all it is. It's a quick one. Quick combo.
Darius is staring at us. Yep. Like, what is going on?
So is Ryan. Ryan's very curious.
He is. Darius, why are you looking at me like that? I don't like how you're looking at me.
Because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on at all.
Danny, I'll let you take the reins here since you were the first one on the scene.
Well, I happen to notice we've got a little behind. Pull back the old curtain. You can hear the curtain opening now. We've got this call screening software, right, where somebody calls in. You know, when you call 800-636-1067 or one of our guest calls, etc., and you go through a couple lines of defense, right? You're going to speak to assistant producer that day, call screener, etc., and then whoever that person is that's filling out the software for us will tell you, hey, this is Mike in Georgetown or Steve in Manassas or whatever, right? And then kind of a synopsis of the point just to help us know where to go with the phone calls, et cetera, right? It's just that's part of the show. That's part of the deal. So Grant's got the screen in front of him. I've got the phone bank, which has a shorter version of that. And for guests, a lot of times it'll say, for example, earlier we had on Sam Brookhouse, right? So it says Sam Brookhouse, says his name. And then with us, actually a helpful pronunciation for Brookhouse. Well, we just had on someone on the Beltway Blitz.
We did.
And I was very interested in that person and how it was typed out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Who did we just have on the Beltway Blitz last? Who was the third member of the Blitz?
That would have been Ryan Ripken.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan Ripken.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with any of his relatives?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar. There's Bill Ripken. There's Cal Ripken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's so many Ripkens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there anything interesting about how you spelled it?
I'm going to defer to the guy that spelled it.
Who did that?
It wasn't me.
Oh,
this is what I was trying to get.
So I felt like this was coming my way.
Yeah.
I thought this was a Darius segment.
No, I thought this was a Linnell.
Wow.
I'm a baseball guy. How dare you
that
think
was
that
a swerve.
Was me.
Wow. Well, I'm a baseball guy too, Darius.
We're about to find that out.
I didn't like your
So are you familiar with Ryan Ripken's relatives?
Cal Ripken, I would assume.
Right.
Yeah.
His dad.
But did you know when he called in or you guys got him on the line that that's Cal's son?
Yeah.
You did know that.
I did know that. Yeah.
All right. So how are we spelling Ripken?
R-I-P-K-I-N.
Yeah, there it is.
That is
now,
tough.
Now, I saw that.
That is tough.
And I went.
One of the most important athletes in the history of the world.
Now, at first I could go, if you're near the I and you have a typo. In other words, I've been typing out Ripken and I've accidentally typed a W because of what it's next to. You see what I'm saying? If you had typed a U or an O or an R or a T in there and just kind of let it roll, not even think, because you're not turning in a paper. This isn't an English paper. You're just typing on the call screen. You type out, you're doing something else.
Danny was just he was stopped in his tracks.
So it's a E instead of an I, I'm
sure
now noticing.
Sure is, yeah.
That was the bit?
Yep.
That's the bit. This would be
that's
like
it?
Well, it's not a that's it. See, yeah, this is where
am I
we're gonna disagree.
It? If you'd misspelled Keston Hirstad's name, you're forgiven.
Who?
That's
exactly.
Keston Hirstad.
You know what I mean?
That's
like, yeah.
Fine. Guy. One of the most influential athletes in the history of the market. Right? Danny's hero. If you were old enough, your hero, my hero, everybody's hero.
Can I blame my age here?
Nope.
No.
Okay. It's a little bit tough.
Not on this one.
To my credit, last names that end in "-in", that could be an E or an I. But for Cal, I get it.
For one that you've never seen and you're guessing?
Yeah.
Right.
I understand.
Now, I will say, I did not know Linnell typed it. I felt better about confronting, because we work with Darius and Ryan every day, so busting chops live on the radio feels a little bit better because there's a lot of deposits in the bank. I feel bad because Linnell rarely works with us. You knew it was Linnell. You had no problem going
I thought it was Linnell, and I went, oh, crap, it's Darius. Do I feel bad confronting Darius?
Well, the callers think that me and Darius are the same person a lot of the time. So
do they?
Yeah.
Well,
I was co-hosting with Toby on Friday. The caller goes, what's up, Darius? What's up, Toby?
What did they call him, Darius or Darius, which he gets all the time?
Well.
Or called you that, I guess.
No, he gave me the real Darius.
Okay.
So he was confident, too.
Which is funny because you know that name, but then you have no idea it's the wrong person.
So you... My contention when Danny brought it up to me is I said, I'll bet you that you guys are busy doing a million things. It never crossed your mind at any point that we just have a guest on named Ryan Ripken. This is not Cal Ripken Jr.'s son. You may not know that he has a son. You're just throwing him on hold because he's a guy that covers the Orioles.
Well, we almost weren't even on time to call him because I was doing skits and bits with Darius that I had his number already. So this is even more embarrassing. Yes.
So it's in,
so
your,
it's
phone
in your phone as I-N.
R-I-P-K-I-N.
Well, I don't actually have the number. That was the whole bit.
Oh, okay. So what I thought was that Linnell didn't know how to spell Ripken. That's what I thought right away.
You got that right then.
Wow.
Trout. No, I'm not asking you to spell Trout.
He started too, by the way, didn't he? Cheat. I got that one.
I was going to say, like, Trout, you know, Machado, Harper.
Griffey.
Right? Like, there's just certain names.
Is Griffey two E's or EY?
Right. EY.
Would that be crazy, though, if he's on hold?
I had the Griffey shoe.
Ken Griffey Jr. Let's go to Matt in Stafford, because he's actually the one that I think confused you two. He texted me and was like, I just made a big mistake. And I was like, what? He's like, I got to retire. I just called Linnell Darius on air. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I was just going to call and offer up my mistake to throw some heat off of Linnell. But then before I could offer that, he ends up throwing me under the bus and bringing up the mistake. But I'm happy to, you know, say, hey, it happens. Mistakes happen.
Oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden you're like, this is great because you and Linnell can bond over your mistakes.
Yeah.
It takes some heat off of me now. You know, your mistake's a lot worse. But
that's true. It's a lot worse.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
K.I.N.
That's where it took a fork.
Oof.
Yep.
That's I just love Danny. Danny's face, I you know, there's not a lot, I would say, that like gets you really going and then gets you into it. Danny starts pointing at the phone. He's like, look, look, look. And I'm like, what? And I can't tell. And he's like, look at the last name. And I look at it and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's tough.
I think that'd be really hard. To have never gone through your life seeing that word written.
So is that what blows you away?
Yes.
It's like, honestly, it's kind of like Obama. It's a word, you've seen it so many times. Now, he is younger than us.
Sure.
He's seen it way less.
If my seven-year-old wasn't sure, and he phonetically spelled it out, because he never saw Cal, he's never seen him on TV, he's never heard Cal comment on anything, doesn't understand that everyone around here worships the ground the guy walks on, I'd go, I get that.
It's also, while tricky, I guess, it is not Ovechkin. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a semi-common name. You see Billy on television all the time. It's Cal Ripken Jr. You know, it's one of the great athletes of all time.
That's tough.
I wanted to get into the Caps real quick, and we can set up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. We'd start with you, Danny. Do you feel better about the series after yesterday? I would imagine
you
should if you were in your boat.
Yep.
Right? If you were the guy who thought that the way they played at the end of the year was going to be how they played in the playoffs. But also, the flip side is they barely won. You know, you can make the case if you're the Canadians. Like, you did a lot of things poorly. You had a terrible first period. You were deer in the headlights early. And you still went to overtime on the road. So they're going to be very confident rallying the troops. So I could see making the argument the Caps played a really good game and still needed overtime after 50 good minutes. That's scary. So that's the question. Do you feel better or worse about the series after yesterday? They went up one game to nothing. And if you're one of the people like Danny, who was concerned about how they finished the season, how did yesterday's game quell some of those nerves for you? How you feeling now? 800-636-1067. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Capitals win game one at home over Montreal, 3-2 in overtime. There was a lot to like. Their top line was tremendous. Dylan Strome had three secondary assists. Anthony Beauvillier had a goal and an apple. Alex Ovechkin, multiple goals in a three-point performance. And even without Marty Ferravari, who's going to be out for the whole playoffs, we know now, and banged up on the defensive end. I'm not quite sure how healthy John Carlson is. I'm going to be monitoring that. Alex Alexiev got knocked out of the game, lost a couple of teeth on a high stick late in the third period. I thought they were fairly buttoned up. They had problems clearing the puck at one point in the third period and kind of fell asleep at the wheel and got outshot substantially in the final 10 minutes. But they mostly dominated, and I think they answered the questions of how they played in the final 2 weeks. We heard ad nauseum. It's one and done. They're going to get eliminated. And who knows? Maybe they will. But it's not going to be because of the way they finished the season based on game one. They came out, they flew around, they were able to flip the switch that everyone said they wouldn't be able to flip.
And that was my concern. So to me, it wasn't the couple weeks where they're resting people. It's since Four Nations, where they were not the same team. Part regression, part injury, part not playing as well, part who knows, human nature, right? My question was, can you flip the switch? The answer is yes, they did. That's what I was concerned about. They did that. Now, if they lose this series, it's not going to be because of that. It's going to be because the fluky hockey bounce thing, or a puck ricochets nine times, a Caps goal is disallowed because someone breathed wrong, or there's goaltender interference because the rule says it has to go against the Capitals. That's hockey. That's normal. Hockey will happen, right?
This has always been my point. I'm not saying that they can't lose the series to Montreal. I don't do the eight can't beat the one thing in this sport.
Because it happens. Yeah.
We've seen it happen to Washington when they were playing Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. But yeah, it happens semi-routinely. It's the most random of the postseasons. It is the least determinable by quality. What I mean by that is the teams and the quality of the players, the talent on the rosters, control the least about the outcome. And so weird things happen. And so that's kind of where I was with the whole momentum thing. Your point is a good one, because you have constantly said it's a much larger sample where they haven't played at the same level. Mm-hmm. I think it was a natural regression because they were
sure
playing at a level that they couldn't have sustained. But that was not really the DC-wide opinion. That mm-hmm. might be how you felt. What was really being hit into the ground and the dead horse that was being beaten was basically that they looked like crap for a couple weeks at the end of the year. That their goal margin over that time, really from the Ovi chase on, they didn't play good hockey, and that they were not going to be able to just turn it back on, and they did, and they should get credit for that. I thought the first period, legitimately, Danny, was perfect.
Was as good as they played forever, yeah.
If you could bottle that and just have it whenever you needed it, they'd win the Stanley Cup. I mean, it was that good. It was heavy. It was physical. And someone could say, are you kidding me? They were only up 1-0 on an Ovi blast from the point on the power play. It wasn't that great. Well, look at the scoring chances. Watch the game with your eyes. Mm-hmm. Look at the number of hits that rattled the boards, the physicality, the amount of flesh they took from Montreal and the way those guys' heads were spinning. I mean, they completely had them on their heels. Don't you think it was like a boxing match where you talk trash for months going in, you think you're going to win, then you just get eviscerated in the first round. You're going back to sit down in your corner and you're going, oh, crap, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, I mean, Montreal deserves a ton of credit, by the way, for bouncing back and playing their best at the end of that game. And they're not going anywhere. They're pests, and they don't care that they don't quite belong with the number one seed. This is not easy. There's nothing – people are looking past. That's a mistake, too. But I guess my point is, my question was, do they have that gear? Is that something they can reach and access? Can they go and whatever analogy you want to use, flip the switch, go into the top shelf and grab down their A game that they haven't demonstrated for weeks, if not months at a time? And that was put to bed last night for me. So my answer is yes, I feel a lot better. Like, the fact that they showed that already, I understand momentum happens. I understand Montreal isn't going anywhere, and they're a pain in the butt, and the Caps are susceptible to, you know, like every team is, moments of giving away a lead or an up and a down or a bad shift or a clear that doesn't work out or a soft goal or any of the other million things that happen over the course of a hockey game. The question that I had that I was going, I just haven't seen it. I am not confident. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I wasn't confident that they could sort of reach back in, turn this valve. It's like, when you go in for the winter and you go, okay, we're turn off the outside hose, right? Because we don't want the pipes to freeze or whatever. And then there's a really balmy day and you go, oh, I need to use the hose. Will it turn on? Will it just work? I think it will. I hope it will, but I'm not sure. You know, not a great analogy, but that's kind of my point. Can they turn that valve on? And the answer is yes. I just saw them do it. And that's all I've been missing is seeing them do it, and they did it.
It was one of those games where when it's over, you can remember one or two moments for almost every player mm-hmm. where they either had a golden chance or they did something really well. We talked about Ovi on the top line with multiple goals. Strome had 3 assists. Bevilier had 2 points and a goal. On the second line, I thought Pierre-Luc Dubois was tremendous defensively, had a bad penalty at the end of the game, and that he was in the box at a time where you don't want him to be in the third period. But I didn't think it was a good call. Like, I can't get that mad at him for what was a ticky-tack penalty. Tom Wilson was so heavy and so physical early. He was running around just destroying people. Connor McMichael didn't finish either of his 2 opportunities, but rounding out the second round, he had 2 golden scoring chances from in tight, right on home plate, you know, in the crease in the first, 90 seconds of the game? He had 2 near goals. Was it 2 minutes maybe at most? The third line, you know, that in terms of expected goals last night, Andrew Mangiapane was 3rd on the team. Behind Bevilier, 1, and Ovechkin, 2. It was Mangiapane next on the list.
How about that? Ahead of McMichael.
Which tells you that, you know, his offensive game was on point, that he had his chances. There was 1 near goal and a beautiful feed from Ryan Leonard. Just an awesome pass from little kid Leno.
I thought Leonard was good, too, by the
yes,
way, last night.
I did, too. I thought he was phenomenal. Didn't show up on the stat sheet, but he made a few tape-to-tape passes across the ice, you know, through the neutral zone, like, from one end to the other, where you go, damn, he's smart. And I think the word that Al Kokin used on the show with us yesterday from City Tap House was he's instinctual, and you could just see it. When you sit in the arena and you see him going to the net when the puck's going to the point, like, he's so right. It's just a really smart hockey player. Lars Eller, who centers that third line, there was a shift where he had 3 huge hits. most physical shift he's had as a Capital in either iteration. It was so wild to
see. I forget who Leonard passed it to. So I apologize. I apologize. But there was a move that Leonard made where he's from a dead stop, shakes a guy out of his shoes like a running back in the hole, kind of, zips past the dude below the end line, centers it perfectly for a golden scoring opportunity. Great play by the goaltender. That was Mangiapane. Was it Mangiapane?
Yeah.
So, and I went, oh, all right. That guy's going to be a factor this series.
Yeah.
Didn't, as you said, didn't end up on the score sheet. Very well could have. There are a few other plays, too, where one possession back was a little bit physical with a push, showed an explosion to you know, kind of trickle down the sideline, dumped it off to a teammate, and then immediately went to the front of the net. Pass wasn't able to connect, but it was like putting himself in the good spots.
He put Ivan Demidov on the ice with a nice little kind of hip check behind a play at one point in time as well. Did a little bit of everything. Fourth line, I thought, was very good. Dowd was noticeable. Brandon Duhaime was, I made him my third star of the game when we did that earlier today. I didn't notice Taylor Radish positively very much. He was in the box twice, once on a roughing, and once earlier for the first penalty drawn against the Capitals in the game. I think that was in the first period. He would have been, if I had to say there was like a weak link on as far as the forwards went, maybe he would have been the guy. Defensively, I thought Roy was really good as a stay-at-home defenseman. Sandin had some good moments. Alexiev lost the teeth on the high stick that ended up not being a penalty. There was a moment where Trevor Van Riemsdyk completely laid out and blocked a shot with his stomach. That was amazing. Chychrun had, I think, four shots on net, was pretty active. Karlsson didn't seem to be moving to me like he's completely healthy. I want to monitor that because, remember, he missed a couple games at the end of the year. But overall, I felt great about the game. And you mentioned Logan Thompson earlier. Could you have asked for any more out of LT? Coming back without having played in a while?
With that kind of rust?
Give me a break.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic.
Speaking of fantastic, Chad Ruder does a lot of mock drafts and has great content on the NFL draft. We're going to talk with him about what Washington could do at 29. You'll hear from GM Adam Peters coming up just before 5:30 on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.